hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Dr. Janet Bon Brill, who is a author of a great book. It is called Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease. And each year, roughly 1.5 million Americans have a heart attack, and most of them survive. But research shows that just 1 year after the diagnosis, the vast majority of these 1.3 American heart attack survivors fail to adhere to the dietary changes that could prevent a second heart attack. And first of all, Doctor, tell us a little bit about how you were inspired to write this book.
Well, I am a registered dietitian, and I specialize in cardiovascular disease prevention. And I saw a need among the cardiac patients that I've worked with that was not being filled. And that is that they were finding that the current advice, or if they were lucky enough to receive any dietary advice or lifestyle advice, was just simply too complicated. So they were not following it. So I thought, that's not a good thing. But I guess more on a personal note, heart disease has touched me personally, meaning my father passed away from his second heart attack, actually. My father-in-law had his second bypass surgery. And then my own husband had a heart attack 2 years ago. And so I decided to write this, my second book, Prevent a Second Heart Attack, for all those men in my life that have heart disease, so I could hopefully show them that it's not a death sentence, that you can live a long, healthy life, and you can actually, if you eat the right foods, really enjoy life and the good things in life. You don't have to go on this Spartan vegan-type diet that are so popular now for heart disease reversal.
Oh, so you can actually eat meat. Are we talking red meat or chicken or what kind of meat?
Well, I usually recommend for I like my patients to think of it as positive foods that they can put, that when they choose them, that they're going to help with their heart, their daily heart disease defense. So if you choose, for example, for the protein, fish, you're getting omega-3 fat, which is an anti-inflammatory, and it's actually very helpful for healing heart disease and even reversing it. So I would say, and I tell in my book, my patients or those readers, that really when you think protein, to try and choose protein from the sea or from the earth. So you want to get the fish, or you want to choose legumes such as soy protein or lentils or things of that nature. And in doing that, then you're getting a positive benefit, as opposed to if you eat, if you choose red meat or even chicken, which is a nice lean protein, but you're not getting the positive, the extra stuff that comes along with it if you were to choose fish or a plant protein. So yeah, you can eat red meat, but I advise against it. There are certain foods that are inflammatory and others that are anti-inflammatory. And red meat happens to contain quite a bit of saturated fat and a little bit of trans fat and dietary cholesterol. So those are the types of things, the types of ingredients in foods that actually promote heart disease. So that would be something that you would want to eat less of.
Okay, and now the question of the hour is, you know, I think people that, you know, have suffered heart attacks are always, you know, trying to eat right, as we're mentioning, and the big thing is sugar. So now, as far as sugar goes, is that something, no one should have too much sugar, but is that something someone should stay away from, or how should people adjust their sugar intake?
That's a really good question. Actually, the American Heart Association just came out with a very powerful statement against so much added sugar. So there's a difference between natural sugar and added sugar. Added sugars are the sugars that that food producers, manufacturers put into food. And the main source of added sugar would be sodas and even juices and, of course, the baked goods that contain, you know, massive amounts of added sugar. And even ice cream contains a lot of sugar and things of that nature, yogurt that have added sugar. So that's what we have to start cutting back on. In fact, you know, I think I was just reading that that they did a study looking at how much added sugar the average American eats. And they found that our teenagers, the average teenager between the ages of 14 and 18 consumes 34 teaspoons of added sugar a day. So, which is insane. And the problem with added sugar, and that's why the American Heart Association has clamped down on it, is that it's just a source of empty calories. And one thing we don't need in this country is more calories and a source of more calories. So I always suggest to in my books and to my patients that they don't drink their calories. So if you could just cut back or cut out the liquid calories in soda, then you would be taking a great step in the direction of better heart health.
And we do want to mention, Doctor, that you do have a recipe, I guess, for flourless dark chocolate brownies with walnuts. And we'll talk about that. But since you mentioned it's flourless, is that something people that have suffered a heart attack should avoid, or is that for convenience? Or
no, it's just flour is not a whole grain, the refined flour. So if you're going to use flour, you want to go for the whole wheat flour, types of flour. So when it comes to grains, you want whole grains. So that's always going to be a better, a heart healthier choice. So, and a lot of people aren't aware of what whole grains are. For example, oatmeal is a perfect whole grain and a fabulous heart healthy way to start your day. Popcorn. The popcorn is a whole grain, and I'm not talking the type of popcorn that you buy maybe in the movie theaters that's loaded with fat and salt. I'm talking just plain old simple kernels that you can pop up in a brown paper bag and then add the additives yourself, and that way, or eat it plain, even better. And that's a way to get in a nice dose of fiber and the whole grains. And Americans just simply do not eat enough whole grains, and whole grains are what keeps you healthy. So if you are going to eat baked goods with flour, you can maybe do half and half of the whole grain flour with the regular white flour if the whole grain taste is not up your alley.
And, you know, through the media and movies and TV, we always seem to hear, especially dark chocolate, is like this miracle cure. It's really good for the heart. I mean, is that true then? People that have suffered a heart attack, will dark chocolate actually help them in their health? Or?
Now, isn't this the best nutrition news to come along ever? And this is true, but it has to be a special kind of chocolate. It has to be that dark, unprocessed chocolate that has not lost the powerful antioxidants, which are called flavonoids, which actually are very good for your heart and blood vessels because they're, as I said, an antioxidant. So they prevent what's called the oxidation of your bad cholesterol. So it helps prevent and stabilize that plaque that heart patients have. So again, we want a nice small piece of this luscious, deep, dark, dark chocolate. Just make sure that it's not processed with too much sugar or with added bad fat. So again, I usually, one of the best things you can do, and I have several recipes in my book, is to use the unprocessed dark cocoa powder and then kind of cook up some chocolate, fabulous chocolate desserts yourself. And that way you could add in less sugar, added sugar, which I talked about before, or even substitute a sugar substitute to sweeten it up. And then you're getting that good dark chocolate, but you're not getting the bad fat and the extra sugar that tends to come along with it.
So milk chocolate and white chocolate is something really to stay away from?
That's right. Those are imposters. That's not good for the heart. But the dark chocolate, yes, that has been shown to actually even lower your blood pressure, which is a beautiful thing.
Okay, Dr. Brill, you know what? That sounds great. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Dr. Janet Brill, who wrote a great book called Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease, talking all about, some of those foods and talking about, what we should avoid, what we should especially look out for and eat extra of, because, lifestyle changes have to be made after a heart attack. Not necessarily the easiest thing, but it definitely can be done. You are listening to the Mike Carer Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.